This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, October 11th, 2014. This Week in Security News. On multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding the West African Ebola outbreak, the death of U.S. Syndex patient Thomas Eric Duncan, and stepped-up efforts by federal and state agencies to prepare for what is threatening to become a much larger case count here in the U.S. Early in the week, subscribers were notified that the federal government was preparing to announce the launch of health screenings at major U.S. international airports in an attempt to identify sick travelers. These plans were formally made public the following day and involved the CDC and officers of the Department of Homeland Security's Customs and Border Protection Agency screening passengers at five U.S. airports that receive the majority of travelers from the Ebola-affected nations of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Travelers arriving from those countries will be escorted by border protection officials to an area set aside for this purpose. The travelers will be observed for signs of illness, be asked to complete a health and exposure questionnaire, have their temperatures taken, and be provided supplementary health information for Ebola and reminders to monitor themselves for symptoms. If travelers do present with a fever or other indications, or if the health questionnaire reveals possible Ebola exposure, they will be evaluated by a CDC public health officer with forced quarantine, a distinct possibility, until they are cleared for formal entry. The screenings are slated to begin on Saturday the 11th at New York's JFK Airport and next week at Washington Dulles, Newark, Chicago O'Hare, and Atlanta. British authorities also announced this week that they would soon introduce similar enhanced screening procedures at Heathrow and Gatwick airports and Eurostar rail terminals. Listeners are cautioned that the reality is that these checks will have only minimal impact on filtering those individuals who are possible carriers of the virus, given the incubation period is currently said to be as long as 3 weeks. So as to illustrate the inherent weaknesses in this layer of the strategy, the screening procedure would not have caught Dallas Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan, as he did not begin displaying any symptoms for several days after his arrival. Additionally, all exit screening efforts taking place at airports in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea are currently being carried out by poorly trained local healthcare and immigration workers. For additional clarity on this situation, listeners should understand that there are no direct flights between the U.S. and any of the three affected countries. You cannot fly from Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea direct to the United States. Individuals traveling from the affected countries must first fly to hub cities such as Accra, Ghana, Brussels, Belgium, or Casablanca, Morocco, then board connecting flights for the trip to the U.S. Thus, debates about the U.S. government shutting down airline flights are essentially a waste of time unless you intend to shut down all incoming flights from the whole of Europe, South America, and Asia, as all three routes are used. The only real immediate solution is to implement a full-blown travel ban prohibiting citizens from the affected countries from entering the U.S., as well as imposing a mandatory quarantine on any travelers who arrive with an exit stamp in their passport from an affected nation, which is less than 21 days old, a time frame currently believed to be the long side of the incubation period. But as the virus continues to spread to other points around the globe, such a regionally focused mandate becomes increasingly irrelevant. In related news, in an interview this week with CNN, Frederick Vincent, a spokesman for the European Commission, dropped a bombshell that there have been 8 confirmed cases of Ebola in European countries, including 1 in the UK, 1 in France, 2 in Germany, and 3 cases in Spain. Shortly after the article was posted, it appears someone at CNN got a tap on the shoulder and those details were then scrubbed from the story, though Alert USA maintained an archived version. Also this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell said that despite the best efforts of health officials, Americans have to prepare for the reality that there may be more cases of Ebola in the United States. Quote, "We had one case and I think there may be other cases, and I think we have to recognize this as a nation." Additionally, Marine Corps General John F. Kelly, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, whose area of responsibility encompasses all of Central and South America, as well as the Caribbean Sea, stated this week that if Ebola spreads to Central America, it could spark a new wave of illegal immigration to the U.S. that would, quote, make the 68,000 unaccompanied minors look like a small problem. He went on to state that, quote, "If Ebola breaks out in Haiti or in Central America, I think it is literally Katie bar the door in terms of mass migration into the United States. The nightmare scenario, I think, is right around the corner." Health authorities are attempting to closely monitor an outbreak of a yet unidentified hemorrhagic disease spreading within several cities in Venezuela. In its initial stages, the disease presents symptoms of fever and spots on the skin and then produces large blisters and internal and external bleeding. Soon thereafter, respiratory, liver, and kidney failure set in. Additionally, authorities in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, are treating what they refer to as a probable case of Ebola with a 47-year-old missionary who returned to Brazil from Guinea last month. Once again, Alert USA cautions listeners to carefully evaluate the conflicting information being put forth by public health and government officials regarding transmission of the virus, perhaps in an effort to minimize panic. While health authorities have for months been stating that Ebola can only be contracted by direct contact with an infected individual or their bodily fluids, until recently, both the Centers for Disease Control and the Public Health Agency of Canada directly warned about the possibility of airborne transmission of the Ebola virus. Recently, all such references have been scrubbed from publicly available online information resources, though here again, Alert USA has maintained backup copies of such statements from before they were changed. Similarly, despite public pronouncements by the CDC, World Health Organization, and cable news medical personalities that the Ebola virus does not survive beyond a few hours on contaminated surfaces, in 2010, research published in the Journal of Applied Microbiology demonstrated that two different strains of Ebola, including Ebola Zaire, which is at the heart of the current West Africa outbreak, can survive for long periods in different liquid media and can also be recovered from plastic and glass surfaces at low temperatures for over 3 weeks. And a final note, Alert USA once again cautions listeners that flu season is now upon us. Given that standard flu symptoms such as fever, vomiting, sore throat, coughs, muscle aches, fatigue, and headaches are also early symptoms of an Ebola infection, medical facilities in the U.S. and Canada, as well as those who come down with the seasonal bug, are facing a nightmare scenario. On one hand, there will be the regular seasonal surge of those suffering from influenza seeking treatment. On the other hand, given the stark similarities of Ebola's early symptoms to the flu, medical facilities may be forced to take drastic measures with each and every patient, including possible isolation and quarantine, until a laboratory confirms a diagnosis. This can already be seen in a growing number of Ebola false alarms being covered in mainstream news outlets. Consider yourself forewarned. We suggest doing what you can to boost your immune system, including consideration of the annual flu and pneumonia vaccines, so as to minimize your chances of having to present yourself to a medical facility in the first place. Further, our recommendation to listeners is the same as the CDC is giving to hospitals and healthcare workers across the country. Now is the time to prepare. You can find much more in this story, including links to the high points made in this report, links to specific quotes referenced, links to published research mentioned regarding transmission and surface contamination, as well as links to specific preparedness guidance in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. Read it and get educated. This outbreak is not ending anytime soon. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments with the spread of this virus and will immediately notify service subscribers of major changes in its spread to different regions, reports of confirmed cases and potential exposures in school systems, important notices and warnings by government agencies, or any other major changes in the overall threat environment as events warrant. In other news, on Friday afternoon, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that the U.S. government had issued a new worldwide caution to American citizens, warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. The warning statement reads that on September 22nd, the U.S. and regional partners commenced military action against the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, a designated terrorist organization in Syria and Iraq. Authorities believe there is an increased likelihood of reprisal attacks against U.S., Western, and coalition partner interests throughout the world, including here in the U.S. The warning message states that extremists may elect to use conventional or non-conventional weapons and target both official and private interests. Examples of such targets include high-profile sporting events, residential areas, business offices, hotels, clubs, restaurants, places of worship, schools, public areas, shopping malls, and other tourist destinations both in the United States and abroad where U.S. citizens gather in large numbers, including during holidays. U.S. citizens are urged to maintain a high level of vigilance and to take the appropriate steps to increase their security awareness. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that in addition to the new worldwide caution, there are currently more than 36 other U.S. government-issued alerts and warnings in effect for locations around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, be smart about it and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, October 11th, 2014.